panel right now some questions for you about this week's news. Marina, a Canadian city is considering a major change that they say will make their children's lives better. They're going to make the city playgrounds more what?
To make it a better playground.
Well, they want to make it better for kids, but in a surprising way. maybe the pit of spikes at the bottom of the slide is a little bit much.
Oh, dangerous?
Yes, they want the playgrounds to be more dangerous.
So, oh.
Yes. I don't know if you have been to a playground of late, but they're incredibly safe. The ground is very spongy. The monkey bars are low.
I don't go to playgrounds. It's not good for me.
No.
What? I can't be a grown woman just hanging out at a playground. Seriously.
Yeah, try being a grown man. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're right.
It's so hard being a man.
I honestly got no.
Oh,
no.
Really? Seriously.
And child development experts are now saying that these ultra-safe playgrounds deny children important lessons they can only learn through play in the playground. Lessons like gravity. And the ground is hard. Mm-hmm. They have a point. I mean, you know, going through some tough times in childhood is how you learn. For many of us, it was only the endless games of dodgeball in middle school gym that keeps us today from trying to catch things with our crotch. So the city of Richmond.
Can I just say, lesson on a playground was a girl throwing up on the bottom of the slide right before I went down.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. They're going to do that all the time now in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to hire government ministers to vomit at the bottom of the slide.
Teeter totter love goes up. Teeter totter love goes down. When I went down, my baby went up. She came down,